This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Welcome to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Vern Glenn of CBS affiliate KPIX-TV in San Francisco.
Right here.
Yeah, there you go. And Bruce McGowan is going to join us in the second segment.
We like to say in the business, he will join us already in progress.
Already in progress. That's right. Yeah, we're doing the first segment here without him. That poor guy, he works too hard at night. And he has to come early in the morning to record with us. But he's a trooper.
Yeah.
We love him. Let's see. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. Since we're still in football season, of course, we're going to have a football theme. There's a few things I wanted to go over. I know in the next segment, we're going to talk about the economics of cable TV rights.
Professional sports and what it really cost you.
Sounds expensive.
It is.
Yeah, I told him, I said, you know, listen, my goal in life is I want to be the world's first trillionaire. I said, forget about these millions and billions. I want to be the world's first trillionaire.
A lot of zeros.
That's a lot. Can you imagine that?
No.
I mean, how
can you imagine just going online banking just to look at the balance? Yeah. And then, damn, look at that. A trillion.
How rich is Bezos? He's like, what, 100 billion? I mean, you got to be 10 times richer than him.
Damn.
You know how many weeks I'd have to work to make that kind of money?
Weeks, years for me. Jeez.
All right. And then, you know, it's interesting. After Alex Smith's injury, what is it exactly?
33 years
to the day of Joe Theismann.
And Joe Theismann was at the game. When that happened.
Isn't that amazing? He said he couldn't watch it. And for those who with a short memory, in fact, even the movie The Blind Side, that's the first thing that they talked about, The Blind Side of Joe Theismann.
Yep.
Lawrence Taylor comes in.
Yep.
And his case was, I guess, was a little worse because it was a compound fracture.
It was, yeah. Yeah. And Alex Smith, same thing. He's that's career-threatening.
Yeah.
Theismann tried to come back, had a little bit of a limp, you know, when the leg hit, but he was never the same.
Oh no, of course not. Yeah, it's like Tony Conigliaro getting hit with a baseball in the eye. Remember, he was never the same either.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, you're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of Mortgage Investing 101. Did you know that you can earn, year in and year out, returns of 8% and more on your savings and retirement accounts? Mortgage-backed investment strategies such as trusted investing and mortgage pool funds can do just that. Since 2008, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments. Find out for yourself how you, too, can profit from these real estate-secured investments. Call 415-883-2150 or visit our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com.
This holiday season, we invite you to share the magic as we enliven your heart and send your spirits high. Join us for Transcendence's Broadway Holiday Spectacular at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa and Lincoln Theater in Napa Valley. Broadway performers bring new songs, revamped holiday favorites, and pop songs with a festive new twist to the Broadway Holiday Spectacular. This reimagined show will be your family's favorite new tradition. It's time to reawaken the magic. It's time to share the spirit of the season. It's time to share the holidays together. The Broadway Holiday Spectacular opens November 30th through December 7th. Reserve your seats now at BroadwayHolidayShow.com.
Are you interested in trading stocks as a way to generate extra monthly income? Then listen up. Before you waste time or money on another service, you really need to learn about the online trader community that everyone is talking about. This is the group that allows you to trade with their money. That's right. When you complete their training program, Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their own money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep up to 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund's Trader Development Program is producing seriously amazing results. And as a special offer, today, they are allowing our listeners to get started for free. Just text the word BUZZ to 48542 to join Apiary's trading program now. Learn how to trade using their money, not your own. To get started, just text BUZZ to 48542. That's B-U-Z-Z to 48542 to join the Apiary trading community today. Text BUZZ to 48542. That's BUZZ to 48542.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Vern Glenn. Bruce will join us actually in the third segment. Now, Vern, before we got on the air, you wanted to talk about what was going on with the various networks, how much it's going to cost.
Well, the NFL, the numbers were down. The viewer numbers were down for the NFL. It was down from 1.7 million average down to like 1.5. I mean, it's down about 10% over the course of the last few years. So that translates into, you know, dollars, you know, advertising dollars. But even though the viewership across the board has gone down, the price tag, and this is for people just watching, you're listening, yeah, it just continues to go up on what the NFL demands from CBS, NBC, ESPN, just you know, whoever is paying for the rights to broadcast these games. ESPN, and let's just go back to the other night, the Monday Night Football game, yeah, between the Chiefs and the Rams. It was, yeah, a highly anticipated game. Yet 2-9-1 teams. Yeah. There was just a wall of advertising that was just filtering it, and it was a great game.
Yeah,
it did not
disappoint.
The third highest scoring game in the history of the NFL, and the highest scoring game in the history of Monday Night Football,
and the first time a team lost that scored more than 50 points.
It was a shootout. It was a great game, and so the viewer really benefited from that kind of entertainment. Yeah. But on the flip side, what did it cost ESPN to provide that? ESPN pays the NFL $1.9 billion for the rights for Monday Night Football.
Okay.
Through the year 2021. That's when the contract, it was an 8-year deal. Okay. So although ESPN turns in a profit of over $6 billion a year, $1.9 billion, that's a big chunk.
Yeah, it is. Sure.
That's a big chunk. And when you translate that into advertising dollars across the board between ESPN and CBS and NBC and all that money come in, it translates to an average, and I'm talking about regular season, not playoffs, not Super Bowl, about $3.5 billion in advertising revenue that is coming in, spread across, you know, all of these networks. And so I'm just trying to give the listener and the viewer just kind of a standpoint of what it is to you know, the cost of it. And that's just, Edward, that's just for the rights to broadcast these games. It doesn't include the production, the equipment coming in, those trucks that roll in, setting up the satellite time you have to pay.
How much do you think that costs?
You got to pay all that
per game. How much would you, if you took a guess?
The production of a Monday Night Football game? I'm going to say it's well into the millions just for one game. It's 20 some odd cameras. Somebody's manning the cameras. You've got a full crew that is working in ENG engineering. I'm talking about the director, the assistant director, the multiple producers. You got that traveling set that they build, that they put on that field. It's really kind of cool after the game because they fold it up like an erector set.
Oh yeah,
load it up on a truck and the truck goes to the next site.
Well, my brother-in-law actually, his job is to one of the things that I don't know how he got this job, but he trucks the big satellite that has the voice so you can hear what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the guy who has the dish who's running up and down the sidelines.
Right.
So he got, I don't know how he got that job, but it's pretty cool.
It is cool. It is cool. But I mean, it's an exorbitant price to put on a game like that. What does it cost us? Yeah, well, most of us have cable, so we have to pay for that just to get the ESPN package, unless you don't have cable at all and you just, you know, you're doing the rabbit ears.
Yeah. And wait for ABC.
Usually when that happens, the game appears on whatever ABC affiliate is in that particular market. That's pretty much how it works.
Okay, so going back a little bit, viewership is down. how much of it do you think was just the whole Colin Kaepernick thing?
Oh, I don't think Colin Kaepernick had anything to do with it.
Why do you think the viewership went down over?
Because the baby boomers are getting older. The next demographic they're not watching as much TV. Some of them don't even own a TV, and they have tablets, they have computers, they have smartphones. There's other ways to watch these games other than just lighten up your cable and then bringing up the game that way in the old traditional way that us old guys do.
Okay, so maybe the, quote, viewership may not have been down, but it's down via
the traditional way of
watching on TV. Okay.
So here's another thing that comes into play. Now, Twitter and Facebook have now come into play. During the Major League Baseball season, Facebook has a deal with Major League Baseball where they have one regular season game that they will broadcast on Facebook only, exclusively. You can't see it anywhere else but Facebook.
And does it matter which team? I mean, they're going to just pick.
It's just an arbitrary team that's been worked out between Facebook and Major League Baseball to broadcast. But it's just happening even more. You can watch live NBA games on YouTube now. I mean, And these social network, these companies, these internet companies, they have way more money than CBS and NBC and all those networks. If they wanted to jump in a bidding war, they could win a bidding war over all those things. But the issue is how do they reach the core viewers that are locked in to watching their sports, live sports, on traditional television? And there's the rub.
Yeah.
But I think as the years go on, I think, you know, Twitter and Facebook and Google, I think they're going to become
major
players to the point where ESPN, it's great that we get these games with CBS, but at the same standpoint, if you think about this, ESPN, they own the rights to broadcast these games, but they don't have a piece of the NFL pie. They don't own it.
Yeah.
So essentially, in a funny way, ESPN is kind of the Blockbuster Video of the NFL. Okay, just go with me on this.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah,
you go to Blockbuster Video, you go in there, and you rent those movies, and you bring them home, and you enjoy it. ESPN, they provide these games.
Yeah,
you know, but ESPN,
I know. But look what happened to Blockbuster Video. They went out of business.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So what is ESPN doing now? They're starting to come up with their own original programming, 30 for 30, stuff like that. So that's stuff they own, and if they can sell it, then they keep all that money.
Gotcha.
But right now they are just simply renting these games. They are renting the NBA. They are renting Major League Baseball because they don't have a piece of the pie.
Well, you know, it's funny if Pittsburgh, I'm sorry, if Facebook chooses a game like, you know, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh Pirates versus Tampa Bay. I mean, there's only going to be so many people who are going to be interested in that game.
Well, you have that entire Pittsburgh audience. You have that whole Tampa, St. Pete, South Florida audience, and that's and that's fine. But there's a lot of people that live in this country from somewhere else. You know, if I grew up in
Pittsburgh or
in South Florida, and I'm working in South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah,
I can watch that game.
Yeah, and you'd be interested in that game.
Hopefully, it's not at your desk while you're at work, but you just flip open the laptop and you've got the game.
Yeah,
because if you're in South Bend, Indiana, what are you going to get? You're going to get the Cubs. You're going to get the White Sox.
Yeah.
You're going to get whatever regional team hits that audience.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to cut to our first commercial break trivia question here. We're talking football, and hopefully Bruce will be here pretty soon because we want him to join us in the studio here. All right.
Wake up, Bruce.
Okay. That's right.
Roll out of bed, baby.
What NFL team introduced the no-huddle offense during the 1980s?
NFL team I got a pretty good guess on this one.
Well, you only have a choice of, 30 teams or so?
Yeah.
Something close to that. The 1980s, what NFL team introduced the no-huddle offense, all right? When we come back, there is something I wanted to mention about how the rules have changed in the NFL with regard to what defensive players can do, and so there's a lot more offense.
Oh, it is definitely a wide open offense.
Yeah, which
league.
Is good. I kind of feel for the cornerbacks and stuff like that, but I think it's good for the audience. People want to see a lot of good
guy like Ronnie Lott. He could not play.
Think how many times
he would have been ejected.
All right, don't touch that. We'll be right back.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Vern Glenn. Mm-hmm. We're still waiting for that, Bruce. Where is he, that rascal?
No.
Wake him
who
up.
Who knows?
Yeah. All right, here's our first trivia question. What NFL team introduced the no-huddle offense during the 1980s?
My guess is the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, that would have been a good guess. That's not it.
I just figure innovative. They've come up with so many.
Yeah, shotgun.
Flex defense and all that stuff. Yeah, so I figure, Cowboys. No, who was it?
The Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals. I'm guessing it's only because
Sam Weish.
Probably.
He was the head coach. Yeah. He's another Paul Brown disciple. They were very innovative. Bill Walsh also came from that coaching tree. So I could see that. And Coach Weish, he was a former quarterback himself in the NFL. So I could definitely see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And during the '80s, I mean, they had a decent team, and maybe they had
decent
to do
team. Made a couple Super Bowls. Sure.
Maybe they had to do the no huddle offense because they were getting too many delay of game penalties.
I don't know.
I'm not sure of the reason, but I thought that was kind of interesting.
That speeds up the game.
All right. So going back to what we were talking about with the fact that the NFL has changed the rules, which has made the offense a lot more explosive, which, you know, just from a typical fan standpoint, mm-hmm. is exciting. Because I'm thinking about, the first thing I'm thinking of is, you know, what was it, a couple of years ago when you had, was last year or a couple of years ago when you had Minnesota against the Saints, and the last play of the game was a Case Keenum throws the touchdown pass, and Minnesota comes from behind to, you know, win.
It was a great story.
Great story. Now, you look at the Saints, and I can't remember who the defensive back was, but you look and you go, what was he doing? Well, they interviewed him afterward, and it was like, well, I was too nervous I was going to get a penalty. So I just tried to, you know, kind of ease up. And the problem with that is, again, he doesn't look so good, but it was good for offense, very great story and all that. And, again, like Monday Night Football having this, 54 to 51.
Right.
I knew it was a 3-point
right.
spread.
Right.
And were you off air? You were mentioning about Ronnie Lott writing a book on this for those.
Well,
who
Ronnie Lott was he was known as one of the hardest hitters when he was playing for the 49ers, and when you got hit by Ronnie Lott, I mean, you definitely knew it. I mean, because he was there to knock you out. He was there to inflict pain. I mean, that's the mindset of a defensive back, a linebacker, whatever, but in the defensive secondary, you're running around there. I mean, you're the last line of defense, essentially.
Yeah.
And that's what Ronnie was. And he used to talk about where the power came from his brutal impacts. And he said it came from his feet, and it just kind of worked his way up, and where he was able to just deliver a lethal blow. But he used his helmet a lot, and you can't do that now.
Yeah.
I mean, because of the whole defenseless receiver or quarterback,
spearing
or whatever,
all,
you know, yeah. and you do it twice, you're out of the game, you know. So I'd love to hear at some time. I'll run into Ronnie, and at some time I will ask him, what he would have done if he was playing today, to adjust his game, his mindset.
Yeah,
you know, the way that the defenders have to defend the pass.
I mean, some of these penalties, I remember Clay Matthews getting penalties for ones. It's like, well, what else is he supposed to do? It's, mm-hmm. I mean, he's, you know, using his shoulders, and, you know, you got to do something. I mean, how are you going to tackle these guys?
Right.
Especially how big they are now. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, if you look at the NFL, if you look at all the division leaders, they all have a pretty good defense. I mean, as we do this show, Patriots run the AFC West. They're 7-3, and they got a decent defense. They got a two game lead over everybody else in the division. Pittsburgh, they lead the AFC North. They got a pretty good defense. Houston, J.J. Watt, they got a good defense. They run the South. AFC West, Kansas City Chiefs, who we saw. Yeah. We were just talking about them. They got a really good defense. My gosh. Yeah. I mean, strip sacks and turnovers and defensive touchdowns. I mean,
but yet 54 really points was still scored.
Yeah.
Now, some of
that was the thing. That was the thing. Between Mahomes and Jared Goff, I mean, they were just chucking it deep. I mean, they were throwing the deep ball. I mean, it was, yeah, but as far as the pass rush, I mean, I credit the offensive line for both of those teams to give their quarterback enough time to launch it the way they did. Go to the NFC, the Washington Redskins, decent defense. In fact, that's my starting defense for fantasy football. Chicago Bears, Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
He's got 7 sacks, maybe 8. I mean, he anchors that defense. Saints, 9-1 as we do this show. Yeah. They could be 10-1 by the time this baby airs because they play on Thanksgiving Day. They got a pretty good defense, and they are awfully tough at home. And you've got the Rams at 10-1.
Now, do you think the way the Saints kind of took over the Eagles a couple of weeks ago?
Things are not happy in Philadelphia. Boy, no. What has happened to the Philadelphia Eagles?
It was the biggest Super Bowl winning, previous Super Bowl winning team, the biggest loss in history for the following year. Who do you think right now is favored to be in the Super Bowl? Who would you pick?
Well, you'd have to look at the Rams, the NFC. I would love to see I can envision an NFC championship game with the Rams playing the Saints. That would be huge.
Now, the Saints handled them fairly well. You know, it's the only loss,
but it was at home.
True.
Saints. I don't know if you ever been to a Saints game at home.
No.
Oh my God.
It's funny that Superdome looks a lot smaller when you're driving past it than how big it really is.
Yeah, as opposed to some of the other places. I don't know if you've ever been to Jerry Jones's house.
No.
And my gosh.
Well, that's got to be
ginormous. It looks like an alien spaceship had crashed out. It's big as hell, and that's from 30 miles away.
Yeah.
So when you get right up to it, it's like, "Oh my God."
Yeah.
You could have 15, 16 different events going on in that complex, separate from the game. That's how big it is.
That's
AT&T Stadium.
How, geographic, what is it? A mile by, it can't be a mile by a mile, but I mean, you know, how.
As far as the size of it?
Yeah.
I couldn't even wager.
How many guess city as blocks?
As to how, many, how many city blocks, how many other stadiums you could fit in there.
Yeah.
But it is humongous. They've got a huge television screen inside there that's 100 feet long. It's
well,
crazy.
All us old guys, we're losing our eyesight, so we need something like that.
I wonder how many billions
did they spend on
that? Oh my gosh, jeez, it is a piece of architecture. Jerry Jones did himself well with that one.
And then he got. I wonder how much AT&T paid to get the name on there.
Well, the naming rights.
Yeah.
I shudder to think. that'd be a good one to look up the naming rights that these companies pay to get them.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, wasn't the first one 3Com Park? I think that was the first naming rights was when they took over Candlestick Park, and it was 3Com.
I'm not sure if that was the first one, but maybe among.
That's the first I can remember. And then they went out of business, and then came, Minute Maid Park and Monster.com or Monster Park and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be Candlestick Park. Of course, it's gone now, but AT&T, Pac Bell, and all that kind of fun stuff. So going back to you mentioned about the Washington Redskins and poor
Alex Smith. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
That's what I hear. Everyone says how nice a guy he is.
Absolutely, 100% nice fella. Just yes sir, no sir. Just terrific.
So then and we talked about how it was exactly 33 years to the day that Joe Theismann
went down,
and Joe Theismann was actually at that game, which is interesting.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, again, because it was Washington. But then they kind of looking at Yahoo Sports, and they were talking about Le'Veon Bell. Mm-hmm. He's sitting out the 2018 season, so he's not making his $14.5 million. And a lot of us were kind of going, God, man, that guy's stupid. He gave up $14.5 million.
Well, I'll say this: Le'Veon Bell, he's betting on himself. He wants a deal where he wants his base salary to be $17 million a year. That's what he wants, and he wants a signing bonus of about $45 million. That's what he wants on a multi-year deal.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. He feels like the Steelers weren't going to give him that kind of money. And so he didn't show up, and he gave up $14.5 million that was due to him.
How much did he make before?
By just not playing.
How much did he make before?
I mean he was in the high seven figures, but he's, you know, he's looking at Todd Gurley. He's looking at what Todd Gurley makes.
Yeah.
And he thinks hey, I have just as much of an impact on the game as Todd Gurley does, and that does merit some discussion.
And a lot of it has to do with your offensive line too, because it's not a one man shop.
It does. Yeah, it does. So I mean he will get his. It's just a matter of who is going to give him. Now, conversely, and this gets back to the name of the show, Sports Econ 101.
Yes.
Because he gave up that money goes back to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm-hmm. So the Steelers' salary cap, they have more to spend.
Yeah.
Now,
$14 million will go a long way.
Yeah. So it's good for the Steelers, who are leading their division. They have a serviceable back in Connor.
Yeah, he's doing well.
And they have just picked up their 7-3 without Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, that doesn't look so good.
Steelers going to be fine.
Yeah, but it was interesting because Le'Veon Bell. You know, you look at the injury to Alex Smith, and you go, if something like that happened to Le'Veon Bell, boom, you're done. So that's why he wants to get his guaranteed contract.
Well, that's the assumption you risk that you got to think about when you play.
All right, here's our second trivia question. What did a Buffalo fan hit Chuck Foreman in the eye with during a game, ending his chance of winning the NFC rushing title in 1975?
Wow.
So a fan threw something at Chuck Foreman, hit him in the eye, and it ended his chance.
Threw the helmet?
It must have.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy? All right. Don't touch that dial. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor your holiday package deliveries. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. That's BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
This holiday season, we invite you to share the magic as we enliven your heart and send your spirits high. Join us for Transcendence's Broadway Holiday Spectacular at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa and Lincoln Theater in Napa Valley. Broadway performers bring new songs, revamped holiday favorites, and pop songs with a festive new twist to the Broadway Holiday Spectacular. This reimagined show will be your family's favorite new tradition. It's time to reawaken the magic. It's time to share the spirit of the season. It's time to share the holidays together. The Broadway Holiday Spectacular opens November 30th through December 7th. Reserve your seats now at BroadwayHolidayShow.com.
Hi, Sports Econ 101 listeners. I'm Edward Brown. You know me as the host of the show, but you may not know that I work with individuals getting them the least expensive term life insurance policies around. Don't be fooled by the ads you hear on TV and radio. It's always best to work with someone who's completely independent. That's where I come in. If you email me at edward@sportsecon101.com, your name, your age, and how much insurance you want, I'll run the numbers through my software program and let you know the least expensive policy around from among many of the top insurance companies. Again, I'm totally independent, so email edward@sportsecon101.com for your free life insurance quote today. Why pay more for life insurance than you need to? I can get you a guaranteed policy where the low premiums are fixed anywhere from 10 to 35 years. So email Edward at sportsecon101.com right now for your free life insurance quote. That's Edward at sportsecon101.com. Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Vern Glenn. And poor Bruce, he could not make it today. So
He's been found. He's safe.
Yeah.
But he's
that poor guy.
He's not coming in today.
Well, you said he had to work till like 1 a.m. Thinking, holy smokes, coming to some late games there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Second trivia question. What did a Buffalo fan hit Chuck Foreman in the eye with during a game ending his chance of winning the NFC rushing title in 1975? For those who don't remember, Chuck Foreman played for the Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings, number 44.
That's it. What was the answer to that question?
Boy, either a snowball, maybe a bat. I'm going to say a battery.
You had it the first time, a snowball.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm thinking that had to be an ice ball, you know, I mean, Buffalo. Yeah. Of course, if that happened in San Diego, it would have been a battery. It would have been a snowball. Yeah, poor guy, man. I mean, must have gone right through. Remember, who was it, too, who referee threw a yellow flag, and it happened to go same thing. It went right through the face mask and hit a player right in the eye, and I think he played for Minnesota, too.
The lineman who got hit in the eye.
Yeah.
When the referee threw the flag.
Yeah, the referee.
Right
threw,
the
yeah.
Eye.
Yeah. I can't remember who that was, but that was crazy.
I don't think he was ever the same.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Air Canada Center, where the Toronto Maple Leafs play, $1.5 million a year for the naming rights. American Airlines Arena for the Miami Heat, $2.1 million. For the naming rights,
just to get
your name on there, $6.5 million paid by American Airlines for the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah,
arena. I mean, it's staggering. What's that? Arco Arena, $750,000.
That's in Sacramento. Yeah.
But now they're at Golden One Arena, which is downtown Sacramento. So I don't know what
Golden One. What is that? Golden Corral?
No, it's not. Like no, it's.
Boy, that's kind of see. That's not good. If we can't remember like what they do, of course I remember the first GoDaddy commercial during the Super Bowl. That you know this beautiful woman mm-hmm. and people were going, "What is a GoDaddy?"
Right.
But then I think when they started looking it up, and they realized what they did. I mean, that was actually pretty brilliant marketing. Gotta say. Okay, so they were talking before. Now the decision. I wrote this stuff before the decision was made, but there was talk of Kaepernick wanting to play for the Redskins. You know, now that mm-hmm. Alex Smith is out, but he's been out of football for how many years now?
It's been out a few years. It's sad that the Redskins will go out and get Mark Sanchez.
It was decent.
And Colin Kaepernick is still. Without a job in the NFL. That's just.
What about Tim Tebow? Could have brought him back too.
No, but he's all baseball now. He may be playing for the New York Mets.
Like
mid season. I think he can start in I think he's starting in AAA next season.
Well, yeah, think very very that. Talented guy. What about Joe Namath? Might as well bring him back too.
His knees won't let him.
Okay.
Knees won't let him.
But, I mean, Mark Sanchez did a pretty decent job for the Jets.
He'll always be known for the butt fumble.
Oh, yeah.
Remember he took off running and ran in the butt of somebody's of his lineman fumbled the football?
Yeah.
He'll always be known for that.
That's like Joe Pisarcik. Remember him?
Golden One is a credit union, by the
way.
Ah,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, okay. I don't know. You know, you wonder how much it's really worth paying for the naming rights. I guess people just assume, oh, that must be a big company, must be a good company, you know. Of course, like Minute Maid. You know, I mean, everybody knows about the juice. I don't know why
right.
they have to do that.
But, well, I mean, I think it's advertising, it's ego. You pay X amount of money for a certain amount of years, and you just know it's just part of just the regular. You know, fabric. Let's go to the Redskins game. Oh, they're at FedEx Field.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so if FedEx pays $4.5 million to have that FedEx put right on the side of that stadium.
That's it. People won't forget.
Yeah.
So Condoleezza Rice, coaching the Browns, what do you think?
No, that's not. No.
I know. There's just kind of, ooh, all these rumors going around.
Even she laughed when was asked about
that. Well, it's funny because I looked it up and I said, you know, okay, what association does she have with football? So her experience consists mostly of being on the College Football Playoff Selection Committee.
That's true.
She is. Okay, I don't know how she got that and how big a deal that is. I mean, I'm not on it, but you know what I mean? It's like, did she know that much football she was able to get that?
Well, or? I mean, she knows sports. She's a sports fan.
Okay.
She's former Secretary of State.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But I mean, that's different than sports.
She's a member of Augusta National, avid golfer.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she's,
is she a good golfer? Or is she just a member?
Must be if she's joining Augusta National. Yeah. I mean, you got
to
be.
I wonder how much it costs to join that place.
Well, it's a whole process. You got to go through a whole.
Got to be referred by somebody,
and sponsored, and it's one big thing.
Well, so getting on just that topic though, I wonder when a woman will be a coach of some sort, because in basketball, Becky Hammon,
when it first came up, I thought it was a real slight to the women, the few women that are out there with coaching jobs in professional football. Katie Sowers comes to mind right now. She's a she's an offensive assistant for the 49ers.
Okay.
I mean, there are several women out there with coaching jobs with NFL teams.
Ah, okay.
And my first thought was, man, what a slight to them, because they're going through all the grunt work just to be able to. Yeah, they got their foot in the door. And then you're going to talk about Condoleezza Rice being a head coach? Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, again, it's only because she's a known person.
Right.
You know, that's, this celebrity style.
But in the bubble of the NFL circle,
these
women are known within the National Football League fraternity of, she's a coach for, Niners or whatever.
So, I mean, at some point, a woman will probably be, a manager of baseball, coach of basketball, maybe a coach of football.
There have been a few that have been interviewed for NBA head coaching jobs.
Okay. I mean, Becky Hammon's the first one that comes to mind.
Yeah,
she knows basketball.
She interviewed with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, so I'm kind of wondering, like, from a psychological standpoint of the players, I'm thinking football, because of the nature of the violence of it, it might be harder for them, for football to accept a woman head coach compared to basketball.
It would be easy to say that, but in that same vein,
there's
a lot of NFL head coaches, assistant coaches, who never played at that high level. Never played. They grew up around it.
Yeah.
Don't know a lot about it.
Yeah.
Maybe coach high school level, whatever, college.
Or their dad, like Shula.
Came through the ranks. Yeah, that, So because they... Because they're a man, do they get a pass versus a woman who also never played the game? I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm not saying personally. I'm just kind of wondering, the guys in the locker room
have to kind of get it over their heads I'm being coached by a woman.
Yeah, because she's going to have to really work hard to command their respect, and then there's still the. I don't know. I'm trying to mentally put myself in a lineman's
I'll say it like this, and I'm quoting Ronnie Lott.
Okay.
Winning is the greatest deodorant. When you're an NFL head coach, you have to be a great administrator.
Yeah.
You got to hire a really good coaching staff.
Yeah.
So the head coach is roaming around practice, going from station to station to make sure that things are going according to what you drew up in the coach's meeting. If they're executing your vision, what they're doing. I mean, Katie Sowers isn't going to go up to, ex-defensive player and go, no, put your hand in the dirt this way, and this is the stance, and you fire off like that. That's not going to happen, okay? That's for the position coach to teach.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be – the NFL coach is not going to be hands-on like that.
Well, you said she's an assistant.
Yes.
So what do you think her specific job would be?
Well, she's doing everything I think she works a lot with the defensive backs. I have to really kind of look specifically at what she does, but she is on the coaching staff for Kyle Shanahan.
Okay. All right. Do you think it would be easier to be in the NBA for a woman?
Well, there's... Easier how? Define easier.
Well, from the standpoint of the guys being more accepting of coaching. Well, or baseball?
I think... Well, it just goes according to the staff you have and the system you run. In the NBA, again, you have to be a great administrator when you coach the team. But you know, at crunch time, when you got to draw up a play, it better be the play.
Yeah.
I mean, you got an eraser board and you're talking with your coaches. You're getting feedback on what play to run at crunch time when you got a last second shot. You know, to do it. If it works, great. Well, and you look like a genius. If it doesn't, well, you know,
I mean, if you have a really good coaching staff who respects the head coach,
mm-hmm.
and you have the players respecting these assistant coaches, I mean, that'll definitely be a good chain there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about the Chiefs-Rams game when the last minute, the clock was not managed very well by Sean McVay, it appeared. You know, why is he throwing all these passes and stopping the clock, giving Mahomes a chance to you know, come back to win?
Mm-hmm.
That's a little scary. Boy, if the Rams would have lost that, that would have been a very uncomfortable interview at the end of the game.
But they won the game.
I know. That's the important thing. Okay, tell you what. Before, we've got just a couple of quick minutes here. I wanted to do you hear about the Canadian curling team?
Oh, yeah. I heard about the guy. Yeah, they showed up drunk or something like that?
They got ejected from a curling event for being drunk and obnoxious. That it's like the whole team. It was a couple of guys. One of the guys was a 2014 gold medalist. And I wonder what that does to the sport of curling when you get thrown out.
I don't know, man.
Kind of tough. Okay. I don't know if we have enough time to do this, but let's try. Major League Baseball Hall of Fame candidates. So, Rick, I'm going to name some of these names here. Rick Ankiel, who probably had one of the strongest arms, for sure.
Yeah, he was a gifted pitcher, and then all of a sudden he just could not find the plate.
Exactly.
And it just got in his head, so he switched to the power-hitting outfielder and had a great degree of success.
He did. But the thing is, if you look at his stats,
he's not a Hall of Famer.
No. But why is he even on the ballot? That's the thing.
Because he's eligible. He's been out long enough. So he's technically eligible.
Is that how they do that? Because mm-hmm. some of these other guys, too, you know, Jason Bay, 266 average, 220 home runs. Okay, fine. 754 RBIs, three-time All-Star. You know, good player, but why even talk about Hall of Fame? That's what I don't understand. You know, Travis Hafner, played 11 years, 273 average, 200 home runs, 731 RBIs. But some of these other guys, John Garland, a record of a pitcher, 136 wins, 125 losses, played 13 years.
No.
A 4.37 ERA. Again, why is it even in the topic? That's what
I don't understand. Here's my thing. If you come up with a name and if you have to think about it, they're not a Hall of Famer.
Good point. Okay. Here's our third and final trivia question. Who was involved as a player or a coach in three Super Bowls with the Cowboys, two with the Eagles, and one with the Bears?
This is a player or a coach?
Well, it says here, who was involved as a player or a coach in three Super Bowls with the Cowboys, two with the Eagles, and one with the Bears? That's six Super Bowls. That's a lot of Super Bowls.
So, wow.
You got to figure that he's probably a player and a coach, you know, probably. Well, that's why I said a player or a coach, all right? Don't touch that dial. Sports Econ 101 will be right back with some closing comments.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Vern Glenn. We gave Bruce the day off. Who was involved as a player or coach in three Super Bowls with the Cowboys, two with the Eagles, and one with the Bears?
Mike Ditka?
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Very good. I think the one with the Bears kind of gave a little bit of a hint on that one.
Right. Yeah. Well, Ditka, he a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah.
Tight end. And then Super Bowl winning coach for the Bears.
Yeah, it's funny. I think about that 85 Bears, except for the one loss against the Miami Dolphins, they would have been undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their offense was very good, but boy, that defense was just.
It's funny you should mention
crazy.
That. To this day, whenever teams got a good start, you know, running where they're unbeaten, when they finally lose a game, there are surviving members of the 72 Miami Dolphins, led by Mercury Morris, that are seen toasting champagne because they're the only ones, 17-0.
That's it.
To run the table.
Now, this time they got to play a couple more games than they used to, but still. And it's funny because the Patriots were that close, and then they lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
All right, so we're going to cut out. Here's our thoughts for the day. Always end the day with a positive thought, no matter how hard things were. Tomorrow's a fresh opportunity to make it better. That's a good one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And forget the day's troubles. Remember the day's blessings. I think that's how you live your life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. I don't think I've ever seen you in a bad mood because you're such a likable guy. Everybody loves you. All right. So you ready for this? This is how we end our show. We say tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective. We're also going to be asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Good night, America.
So long.